Good morning. A dry start to the day across interior New York and New England as high pressure, which moved into the region yesterday, continues to dominate the weather. Clouds will be moving through from time to time, and sunshine will mix in with the clouds across most of the region today. Areas with the most sunshine across southern New York and New England will see temperatures in the upper 40s to around 50 this afternoon, while the rest of the region settles into the mid-40s for highs as a southerly wind develops on the backside of the high as it begins its track off the east coast. In its place, a storm system will emerge out of the middle of the country. Clouds will increase tonight, and temperatures will be on the milder side and only fall back into the lower to mid-30s. Some sunshine is possible to start the day on Saturday, although as that system works its way toward the eastern Great Lakes, clouds will tend to increase and thicken, and we do run the chance of a few rain showers by the end of the day Saturday with high temperatures in the lower 40s. Milder air will continue to flow in as showers become more numerous on Saturday night, lows staying above freezing and in the upper 30s across the area. Then readings will climb into the upper 40s to around 50 as the system pushes right across the region on Sunday with additional scattered showers. Behind this storm, as it departs early next week, cooler air will flow in. With a mix of sun and clouds, back to dry weather on Monday, a northwest breeze will keep it in the upper 30s, and cooler air will continue to flow in, and despite mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, highs in the lower to mid-30s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a storm system developing out of the deep south and heading toward the mid-Atlantic coast. The exact track of this system will determine whether we get a shot of wintry precipitation on Wednesday into Thursday as temperatures remain in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a developing storm over southern and central parts of the Rockies will move into the Great Lakes by tomorrow evening. Snow will expand out of the Rockies onto the central plains, while showers and thunderstorms will develop over the southern plains. By this evening, rain and snow will move into parts of the Mississippi Valley. As the storm progresses into the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes, rain and embedded thunderstorms will be common and extend southward to the central Gulf Coast. At the same time, on the backside of the system, moderate to heavy snow will develop over parts of the upper Midwest. Ahead of the storm, southerly winds will push temperatures 10 to 20 degrees above average over the country's eastern third. In comparison, parts of the central and southern Rockies and central and southern plains will be 10 to 15 degrees below average after the system passes by. At Mount Washington this morning, 30 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 16 degrees on a west wind at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 23 below zero. In Albany this morning, partly cloudy skies and 28 degrees, the dew point 27, 96% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.19 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 6 below zero at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 50s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs near 50 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 42 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 36, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall. For the month, 1.3 inches, which is 2.2 inches below normal, and 2.5 inches of snow for the season, which is 4.1 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low 23. The record high 61 set in 1952, and the record low 8 below zero in 1988. Sunrise this morning, 7:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and a bit breezy today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, thickening clouds with a chance of showers by the end of the day, lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers on Sunday, near 50. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and colder on Monday, back to the upper 30s. Mostly sunny and breezy Tuesday, lower to mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday with the chance of snow by the end of the day, near 30. And the chance of snow Wednesday night and Thursday morning, then increasing sunshine Thursday afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.